Group wisdom emerges through the contributions of the individuals present. It is important that each individual feels that their piece has been received and understood. One way as a facilitator that you can help this happen is through reflective listening, or paraphrasing or saying back to someone what you heard them say. If you don't like to use reflective listening, you could incorporate their sentiments into a general summary. You could scribe ideas onto a flip chart. Or you could use other methods. Each method may be appropriate for a group at different times. If someone does not feel heard, they often repeat their statement, which gives you another opportunity to include them in the discussion. Most people who repeat are attempting to be helpful rather than troubling. If you believe that someone has been heard and is having trouble distinguishing between being heard and being agreed with, you can state directly, "It is my sense that the group does understand your idea, but is leaning towards a different course of action." If that does not satisfy the participant, you may ask them, short of the entire group agreeing with you, what would let you know that you've been heard? It is crucial that these interventions be offered with a respectful, even-handed tone. Otherwise, you will put the person on the defensive, which won't help the group. Reflective listening does not have to be, and probably shouldn't mean, repeating back every detail. Rather, you want to go for the essence of what the person is expressing, and if that expression includes any emotions, then be particularly sure to acknowledge that. Finally, as a facilitator, be sure to use gatekeeping questions to keep the reticent participants involved. Asking, "What do you think?" or "What is your opinion on this?" are easy ways to involve reticent students.